Do you know how to protect yourself from a rental scam? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Apartment List reported that some 5 million renters in the U.S. suffered rental fraud. Young renters, or those tempted with below-market rates, are the most likely victims of a rental scam. Here are a few of them. Bait-and-switch scams involve advertising a different property from the real one. Phantom rentals are fake listings. Hijacked ads occur when a fake landlord posts ads for a real property, but with different contact information. This happens when for sale listings are relisted as rentals. Always deal with a real owner or a legitimate company. Avoid those who prefer anonymity. Even if legit, they may be hard to reach if repairs are needed or problems arise. If someone makes excuses for not having access to the property and suggests you rent it sight unseen, beware. Avoid high-pressure tactics and offers that request personal information. Never pay with cash, wire money, or use hard-to-trace cash equivalents. Regular or cashier's checks are easier for the police to trace. Scammers have been known to make off with a security deposit, first month's rent, and even prepaid rent. Some charge numerous fees for things like a background check or for pets. Get your lease in writing and make sure it's signed by the landlord. The owner or agent's name, address, and phone number must be disclosed in the paperwork. Verify that the address is real, not some other business. Talk with tenants or neighbors to get a true analysis of the rental. Now, in my new book, Seven Gray Swans, I describe potentially significant events that could happen. A gray swan is an obvious danger that we tend to ignore. My goal is to show you how to prepare for and survive these economic threats. The ebook is available now at Amazon.com.